Welcome to the Armed American Radio, December 16th, 2012, National Radio Broadcast. I'd like to dedicate this broadcast to the victims, all 27 victims, of the Connecticut mass shooting in Newtown, in particular, the lives of the children who were lost. This entire broadcast was dedicated to finding a solution with some of the best guests this nation offers, some of the greatest experts and minds in the field, including Lieutenant Dave Grossman, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, author of More Guns, Less Crime, and famed economist John Lott, head of, executive director of, the Gun Owners of America, Mr. Larry Pratt, and gun rights activist, author, and historian Clayton Kramer. Enjoy the broadcast. It was hard-hitting, tough to do, but one of the best Armed American radio shows ever.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
And if you missed the first hour, well, I don't know what to tell you. You shouldn't have. This is going to be one of the hardest hitting radio broadcasts you've ever heard. We are not going to lay down. My producer, Sean, down in Dallas, Texas. Sean, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, my friend?
That was a good hour.
Yes.
A few minutes ago that just concluded, and it's going to be better as we move forward. I've had enough.
Oh, yeah.
I've had enough of the in-your-face lies.
Mm-hmm.
I've had enough of the gun-grabbing, the grandstanding by guys like Michael Bloomberg.
Oh.
Yet again, despicably feeding off of the death and the horror in Connecticut.
Yep. He's always the first one. Always.
A politician on a soapbox like Caesar, surrounded by armed security.
And, you know, you said something that was quite interesting. You know, we all know that it is unlawful to carry a weapon or a handgun or a gun into a school all over the country. That didn't stop anybody. So how all of a sudden we need more laws that are not
working?
This
is the lie. This is the lie of gun control.
Yes.
This is the lie that kills people. This is the lie that is gun control. Can you handle this, mainstream America? Can you handle the truth? Are you finally willing? Let me give you an example. This country was brought to her knees 11 years ago. Do you remember that? By 19, I'm not going to call them men, call them cowards, with box cutters.
Yes, box cutters.
Do you remember this, America? This country was brought to her knees. 3,000 of your fellow citizens were incinerated by 19 evil madmen with box cutters. Our pilots were undefended. They are no longer defenseless. Let me ask you this, and I want you to think about this. I want you to think deep. I want you to dig deep into your soul. I want you to get into your own head. Put your politics aside. Get your face out of the television and the computer for a moment. And I want you to think about what I'm asking you. You ever driven down a dark, lonely road at night? You ever had a flat tire at any time during the day on a busy highway? Have you ever walked in a convenience store at 2 o'clock in the morning on the way to see grandma because you were hungry and had to use the restroom and felt a little bit uncomfortable at 2 o'clock in the morning? When all of a sudden an armed law enforcement officer walks in, you, don't you feel a little bit better? Why do you feel better? You feel better because he's wearing a uniform or she is wearing a uniform? No. You feel better because there's a gun there.
Yep.
Don't you feel better? And I'm asking you to think. I want you to think. Put your predispositions aside. Put the politics aside. Put the Kool-Aid jug down. Don't you feel safer when you get on an airplane knowing that your pilot may be armed? Don't lie to yourself and don't lie to me. Of course you do. Because that pilot represents authority to you. Maybe it's the uniform that represents authority to you. Don't you feel safer? You be honest with yourself. You're damn right you do. And if you don't, you're lying to yourself and you're lying to me. Yes, you do feel safer. Colonel Grossman said it best. Aren't our kids more valuable than all of the gold on earth? Why on God's earth do we send them to school defenseless and undefended? Why? You dig deep in your soul and you ask that question when you drop your children off at school on Monday morning. You think about that. You go into that office and you look at that no gun sign and look at the death ray that comes out of it when some miscreant walks by who is hell-bent on murder, death, mayhem, atrocity, and harm. That no gun sign will still be there. You think about that when you drop your children off at school on Monday morning. Don't you trust your administrators?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you trust them? You drop your children off every day. Mr. Bilbo, the gym teacher, has access to your children all day.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Johnson, the social studies teacher, has access to your children all day. Mr. Bradford, the principal, is one of the most trusted individuals in your community. He's also your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? He also has a concealed carry permit. But he can't use it when he goes to work. Because his government keeps him defenseless. Because we all know the gun in his car may jump out. And it may accidentally go off. Or it might make the murder of 20 of his students and 7 of his administrators worse. Were he to use it. You're a damn fool. You're a damn fool if you believe that. And I want you to think about that the next time you drop your children off at school. I think about it every time I go to that school. I open those doors, I walk past that pathetic government paid for sign. My tax dollars paid for that sign. I walk past it through my set, my choice of four doors, sets of doors. And I look to the right and I see a cafeteria filled with children. They're there early in the morning when they got dropped off. Lunch period starts at 10:45. There they are. From kindergarten through fifth grade. Sitting ducks. Oh, but that wouldn't happen in my neighborhood. Won't happen in my community. This is a nice neighborhood. I live in a gated community. You're a damn fool. And to put up with this any longer makes you a fool. Right now, I've asked you before, if not you, Who? If not now, when? Now is the time. While Feinstein and all the rest of the blowhards are out there coming after you, law-abiding citizens, for the acts of an evil, psychopathic maniac who took 20 American children, our kids, your kids, my kids, away from their families 10 days before Christmas. 10 days before Christmas. Now is the time that you need to call your senators, your representatives at the state level, at the federal level. Email them. Call them. Remember snail mail? They actually open that stuff. And you tell them and you demand that they protect and defend the Constitution, the oath that they took, and your rights to bear arms. You demand it from them. Now is the time to do that. Because the mainstream state-run media hates you. Don't take my word for it. Go back and look at Meet the Press this morning. They trotted them out like circus freaks. You remember Feinstein? I'll pick the time and the place. Guess what? She's picking the time and the place. And the threat is real. And it is now. And you need to stand up. Don't be a damn fool any longer. We'll be back after this.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com.
Ammo.net is the official ammunition retailer of Armed American Radio. Why? Because Ammo.net donates 1% of every purchase to your chosen pro-freedom organizations at no cost to you. The next time you want to support great organizations like the NRA or Soldiers Angels, be sure to buy your ammunition from Ammo.net. You'll get great pricing on all your favorite calibers along with super fast shipping. Plus, you'll be treated to five-star customer service by one of our friendly American customer support staff. Armed American Radio's official ammunition dealer is Ammo.net. That's Ammo.net.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed, to the Armed American Radio Network. Dr. John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. And coming up afterwards, Larry Pratt will be joining us. A little schedule conflict. That's okay. The schedule is very, very fluid, as you can imagine, because of the enormity of the story that we're talking about. The gloves are off here. All of the individuals on the program today have been on the show before. They are also in very high demand by other media across the country, so we appreciate them joining us on the program today. Sean, are you there?
Yes, Sean, I am.
You are there. How are you?
With everything going, I'm trying to hang in there.
You have to. It's all you can do.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I want to go back to something that you said earlier.
Please do.
I don't think people really understand the significance of what you said. You were talking about the 19 cowards.
Box cutters.
Yes. Brought this country down to its knees.
Literally.
With something that doesn't even cost $3.
That's right.
But you hear the gun-hating people, we got to do something with this. I can't wrap my head around that concept.
Well, let's go there for just a second, shall we? Let's take a look at this. Let's analyze this. Let's get right to the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned in the opening segment of Hour 1, this is a country of 310-plus million people, more if you count the Democratic constituency of illegals that are flowing across the border, costing us a fortune and driving us into bankruptcy. But as I said earlier, I'll leave that to the political pundits.
Mm-hmm.
This number is low. I believe. I personally know people who wouldn't answer the question if they got a phone call from a pollster. Do you want any guns? I'd hang up on them myself.
Exactly. Yeah.
Of course, I tell the whole world that right now. In fact, let me shift that Glock again. Let me reholster that. There we go. So that number is low. I believe that number to be low.
Yes.
But it is estimated at 100 million plus. NRA members are 4 million plus alone.
Mm-hmm.
Concealed carry magazine subscribers, close to 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of you listening to Armed American Radio across the nation weekly. Tens and tens of thousands of you on podcasts. You're all gun owners. You're all mainstream Americans.
Yes.
Hundreds of millions of guns in the street. And I'll give them this. Let's use their own terminology. Yes, we are. I'll agree with you. A nation awash in guns, Senator Feinstein, Senator Schumer. And it isn't going to change. It isn't going to go away. You can pie in the sky, butterflies flying around, flittering around in your little goofy utopia, can't we all just get along world?
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't going away. The debate is over. They are here. We are not going backwards. I'll give my guns in as soon as the criminals give their guns in.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops turn theirs in and everybody else.
I'm keeping mine. I don't care.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm keeping mine.
I'm speaking metaphorically.
I know. I'm just keeping my eye. Okay, who gets it?
You want my gun? Molon LeBay. Come take it. Good luck. I have more than one. So do my neighbors.
Well, you know, that's and like you said, that's how people. Here's the problem that we have in this country. No one. We have weak people, weak-minded people that hear all this stuff on these news shows, and they don't go out and research. And you know, you're telling the criminals, "Hey, we're going to take guns away from the good people." And like a criminal's going to understand or even comprehend what a law is.
Yeah, they're a little bit smart. Let's give them some credit. They're a little bit smarter than we give them credit for sometimes. Some of them actually do case the joint.
True.
They plan their crimes. They do it for a living.
Yes. And they don't care about what the ramifications of their actions are. That's why they're criminals.
Well, the fact of the matter is that evil exists, that we live. And, you know, there are some statistics we could look at. I'm tired of statistics. Brady campaign statistics. Connecticut was ranked number 4 on your goofy list. Put it to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Go away.
And you didn't hear anybody talk about that this morning.
Nah, you're not hearing that on the mainstream media state-run news, are you?
We can't tell those statistics.
No, the Obama bootlicking media isn't going to tell you that, are they? They don't want to expose that. I used a firearm to defend my life. I'll have a debate with Dan Gross from the Brady campaign any day of the week. He can sit there on a split screen with me and give all the numbers he wants. When he's done, I'm going to look at him and say, "Are you finished?" And I will repeat the following numbers to him. There are hundreds of millions of guns in this country in the hands of law-abiding citizens, Dan Gross. They aren't going away. Throw any number you want. You're a lie. Your entire organization is built on a lie, and here's why. The only way they can accomplish their goals, because they know that. Well, they know what I just told you is true.
Mm-hmm.
They know that. They know that. They get that. They know that. They're just lying to you. The only way they can accomplish their goals is to confiscate what you have. It's the only way they can do it. Handgun Control, Inc. Remember them?
Yep.
That's the Brady campaign now. Follow them. Get on their mail list. I am. A couple times. Under different names. Just in case they find out. Their whole premise is to take away what you have. They can't accomplish anything. Does Dianne Feinstein really believe? I mean, I'm going to assume that she's somewhat intelligent.
I'm not.
I guess that would depend on the definition of the word is, right? Depends on what the definition of the word is. I guess that would depend on that. I guess intelligent is as intelligent does. But the fact of the matter is Dianne Feinstein knows exactly what she's doing. She doesn't care about guns. She cares about the fact that the previous bill she wrote went bye-bye.
Yeah, well, she just cares about how she looks. That's what that's all about. How I look.
She should have been term limited out a long time ago, ladies and gentlemen. We wouldn't be having this problem.
She wants to be the hero. She's going to save the United States with her laws.
Here's what I would like to remind Dianne Feinstein of. There are hundreds of millions of guns already in the hands of law-abiding citizens. They aren't going away. You'll have a percentage who will give them away. Listen to the state-run media. Listen to this headline. Mother shared her gun obsession with school shooter Adam Lanza. Adam Lanza's mother taught her son how to become a killing machine who used what he learned from her.
Wow.
Now they're demonizing
the mother.
The dead mother.
Unbelievable.
Shot in the face by evil. And I heard it this morning. What was she doing with all of those guns? Why did she need all of those guns? This is what it's come to, ladies and gentlemen. Law-abiding people demonized over the acts of evil. John Lott, when we come back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100, and Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed to the Armed American Radio Network. We are following the penny gun auction today on the Armed American Radio Network. I want to point out to you that our great sponsor over there, at PGA. PGA, love that. Penny gun auction. Not golf. New penny gun auction. We're following the bidding over there on the Ruger six-pack. The Ruger six-pack. Let's refresh this and see what we have going on. $3.70 right now. Daughtry is in there. the retail price of your choice of the six-pack, Ruger six-pack, the winner will get his or her selection of one of the six Rugers on display. Head over to pentagonauction.com and check it out. The bidding is up to $3.70. Let's refresh that one more time. It's too much fun to watch. $3.76. Each bid elevates the price by one penny and costs you 50 cents. Head over to pentagonauction.com. Use the promo code USCCA in caps and pick up a bunch of free bids. It's free. Okay, John Lott is joining us today. I know John was on Piers Morgan the other day and couldn't get a word in edgewise. Imagine that. And we're going to give him all the time he needs right now. New York Times bestselling author of More Guns, Less Crime, now at third edition, and Debacle with Grover Norquist. John Lott, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Oh, pretty tired right now.
I'm sure. You've been on a media whirlwind yourself, I know, and it's a difficult time, and it's a difficult conversation to have, but it has to be had. John, what are you hearing? What are your thoughts on this?
Right now, my guess is it's probably more important that I go and talk to people other than your audience. I'm sorry to tell you, just because this debate and these gun control rules that are going to be coming down the pike are going to be determined by people in the middle.
Right.
And unfortunately, a lot of people seem to think that gun control is going to be associated with safety right now. And so it's important to go and make the arguments that it's, that's not going to happen. And in fact, it endangers people by making it so that they're not able to protect themselves when the police aren't there to protect them.
You have decades of research in More Guns, Less Crime that show just that. Do you not?
Right, I know, but most people don't know about it. I mean, your audience does, but
right.
As I say, the debate here is going to have to be for people in the middle. So, there are a lot of people who are doing media right now, and hopefully they'll get that point across. I worry that most people, a lot of people on our side who are doing the arguing, are bringing up issues like the Second Amendment and freedom and things like that. And while I'm not saying that those things aren't important, but what I'm saying is that they're pretty irrelevant to what the political debate's going to be right now.
Right.
Political debate, people in the middle, which is what you have to aim the debate at right now, is safety. So if anybody in your audience wants to go and argue with other people, don't bring up the Second Amendment. You're going to turn them off. I'm sorry to tell you that. They see this horrible tragedy. Their reaction is, safety is paramount. And I think in this case, we have an advantage because both freedom and safety go together. But the problem is there's a lot of fear out there on people's parts that you have a situation where, people talk about bulletproof vests bogusly, or they talk about, machine guns that are being used in these attacks. And, it's just very misleading. And it's designed, the rhetoric is designed to go and scare people into doing, stampeding into passing laws. And I fear that if you had a vote right now in Congress, you'd lose. So, the Republicans have a bare majority in the House, not very much. They lost like 8 seats or something like that. So, it'd be tight. And Democrats are 55-45 in the Senate. And so, I have no doubt that they could get something through the Senate. And to think that you could lose, 12 or 13 Republicans, which is maybe a small percentage of all the Republicans there, but that's basically, you may not have to lose much more than that. A lot of the old pro-gun Democrats are gone a while ago.
Right.
And I wouldn't be surprised if you lose it, right, if the vote was held today. So,
John, let me ask you a question. Two questions, actually. What is it you think that they're going to go after? We all know what Dianne Feinstein is all about, no question about it. This audience is very educated when it comes to Dianne Feinstein and her shenanigans. But where we are with this debate right now today, based on what we're seeing on the news, who is clearly pushing this agenda as well, what firearms do you think they're specifically going after? Are they looking for a total ban on semi-automatic weapons, including pistols? Question number one.
Well, I mean, Obama supported that when he was in the state legislature in Illinois. Wouldn't be surprised that he would push for something like that. I mean, you have people like David Brooks, which are supposedly Republicans, who are, at the New York Times, who's calling for major gun control law. You have people like Bill Kristol, the Weekly Standard, and others who are basically saying major changes are going to have to come about in gun regulations. So, I wouldn't be surprised. There's so much ignorance about what a semi-automatic is and the benefits that it also provides people who are who need something for defense that I wouldn't be surprised if, something like that's in the hopper. But, you know, at the very least, I think there's going to be a huge pressure to adopt something like the assault weapons ban again. Look, it's only by luck that the bill sunset in 2004.
Right.
Now you have a president who's going to actively be twisting arms to go and do that. And now you have the Democrats strongly controlling the Senate. So, and you have a smaller Republican majority now in the House than you had at that time.
Right.
So, all those three things have moved in the wrong direction as far as stopping this stuff goes. And the assault weapons ban, I was on CNN State of the Union this morning and... only on for about 5 minutes, but they had Jerry Nadler on before me, and mm-hmm. Wolf Blitzer was questioning him, and Nadler was talking about the machine guns being used in these attacks and the body armor and stuff, and all this rhetoric, and Wolf Blitzer didn't challenge him on any of the stuff.
He won't. John, let me ask you this too, with the short time we have left, let's assume that they can't get anything through the House. We know they can get it through the Senate. That's, of course, is a big fear, number one. Number two, my next question to you is if they feel there's difficulty, we've already heard Obama say, if I can't get Congress to act, because we know he's going to blame Republicans for not passing an assault weapons ban, if we can't get Congress to act, will he do or attempt to do something unilaterally, do you believe?
Well, I mean, he's done lots of regulations already on his own. I mean, they may be challenged in court. And I'm sure they are. But, the big fear I have is you have five relatively sympathetic people on the Supreme Court,
right.
Four which are very hostile. The four that are very hostile don't have said in writing that they don't believe that there's an individual right to self-defense, let alone an individual right to use a gun in self-defense. And so you lose one of those five. Who were willing to say a complete gun ban goes too far. Just because those five said a complete gun ban goes too far doesn't mean that they would say that anything, short of that would be unconstitutional.
John, I have to stop you there. Very well said, and you've given my audience a tremendous amount to think about. I know you're tired. Thank you very much for jumping on Armed American Radio with me on short notice. We'll be watching you on the media blitz that you're doing. Keep up the fight. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Lott. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio. Back after this.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the CarArms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22, another American-made product from Ruger.
Allegiance Ammunition presents the One Strike Round. The One Strike is designed to give fast, massive fragmentation in soft tissue. One Strike Ammunition is ideal for sensitive areas where overpenetration through a structure could spell disaster. Allegiance Ammunition has developed the One Strike to be the ultimate round to use inside your home to stop a threat. To see the One Strike Round in action, visit AllegianceAmmunition.com now. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Have you ever wondered how the media talks about your rights to own a gun? Do you know what your politicians, what they really think about you owning a gun? I discuss that and answer some of these questions in my new documentary, Gun Laws, A National Debate. Hello, this is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
I have my Crossbreed Holster right here. That little clinking you hear is the belt loop.
That's the what?
That's the one of the belt loops.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a big gun stuffed in it. I love it. It disappears on your body.
Wow.
It is. It's incredibly comfortable.
Let me ask you.
It just doesn't work well with this seat in the studio because of the way the back sits, and I'm carrying such a big gun.
I was going to ask you just a quick second.
Sure.
How does that Crossbreed holster feel when you're sitting in the studio? Because I'm sitting in the studio like yours.
Wonderful. It's just this particular chair that I'm in isn't real comfortable because I've got the back positioned up.
Oh.
And you're kind of leaning forward in it. And
quite
honestly, I don't know how all the little buttons underneath it work, so I'll just leave it alone. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. We're moving on now to, after that very disturbing interview, by the way, with John Lott. I hope you paid very careful attention to that, gun owners. The threat is real. The threat is real. They are coming after your guns. Oh, that would never happen. It's never going to happen. Where's that idiot Hal? Out in Oregon. You want to talk to me again and send me another email, pal? Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America joins me right now. Larry, how are you?
Doing fine. Good to be with you, my friend.
Thank you for coming on. I know, listen, everybody's doing the media blitz thing. I'm not immune. I start again tomorrow morning at 7:05 because the fight has to be kept up Larry, I know the subject of what we were going to talk about changed because of the enormity of the Connecticut incident. Your thoughts?
My first reaction was quite a bit of anger, I must confess. Anger that for 20 years we've been saying, some people have been saying, we're going to be so much better off if we don't have guns here, we don't have guns there. Pretty much, by and large, we've got the argument reduced to, we'll be better off if we don't have guns around children. It's for the children. Got to protect the children. No guns in schools.
Right.
And there are exceptions. The whole state of Utah is a happy exception. And there are some universities and other schools that have said we're not part of it. But by and large, the rest of the country has that kind of legislation. Well, it's a prescription for being a dead victim. And it really angers me that we have these sanctimonious politicians telling us how much they know about self-defense and how much we, the people, their boss, need to listen to them. And to make America better, we need to get rid of the means of our self-defense. And frankly, I don't care what they say anymore. I just ain't doing it.
You know, Larry, I respect that. I'm feeling that. I've had enough, quite frankly. I mentioned that at the beginning of this program. The gloves are off. If they want the gun control, if they want the battle, I'm in it.
And by the way,
I've used a gun to defend my life. I'll have that debate all day.
On a Facebook entry that somebody happily directed to my attention, an individual who probably need not to mention his name, but he was at the Oregon Mall. He had a gun, meaning he was there. He was probably committing a trespass, okay? Mm-hmm. That's probably what it means to carry concealed in a place that has been posted in Oregon. I'm not sure of their law, but typically that would be the result. Well, he was there with his gun. He heard the shooter, and God bless this guy. He ran to the sound of the shots, and he didn't get a chance to do what the guy himself did to himself, but he was coming. And there was somebody there that could have taken care of business. And all I can say is, God bless you, my friend. May your number multiply.
Yeah, you may be referring to a gentleman by the name of, here, I've got it over here. The Clackamas was reporting on WKG.
Right.
A gentleman by the name of Nick Melly. It's out. His name was given out in Portland. Yeah, God bless him for what he did. His comment was, he saw my gun. I elected not to shoot. After he saw my gun, he offed himself.
By the way, that's the other thing that was so commendable about this guy. He wasn't sure he'd get off a clean shot. There were people behind the perp. And this guy was so aware of his environment that he saw that. My guess is I might not have been aware. I'd have been so pumped to see that dirt bag. And in my adrenaline would have probably had me tunnel visioned, even though I know we're supposed to train not to do that. But let's face it, I'm a human being, and I have lots of foibles. But this guy was a class act. He saw the backdrop and elected not to shoot as long as there was not an active shooting, because this is when the guy, I believe, was fiddling with his gun trying to unjam it.
Well, that kind of flies in the face of we just introducing another gun into the situation, and, well, it's just going to get worse, as if 20 dead first graders could get worse. It's just mind-boggling to me, Larry.
That's the other brainless argument that we encounter every single time.
Right.
Well, we don't want to have some innocent third person shot. Excuse me, 27 people, those aren't innocent bystanders that are being shot? Oh, no, it's different. They're the targets.
Think that that's their rationale. I generally don't watch O'Reilly that much anymore. I'm kind of over it. But I did watch the Bob Costas interview after the fact. I did DVR that.
Oh, my. He came on with a shovel, didn't he?
Boy, I'm telling you, he buried himself. I have to ask this question. Do you believe Bob Costas really believes in his heart and soul? And O'Reilly, to his credit, you know, some kudos to Bill, gave him three times as an out.
You're right. That was one of the better O'Reilly interviews for a guy that's not, I don't think, that necessarily solid on the Second Amendment. Right. He was sparkling during that interview. And all Costas continued to do was to reiterate the basic idea that he had initially put forth, that if there hadn't been a gun there, they both would still be alive. Okay.
That sounded a lot like him, too.
Let me get this figured out. Mr. Belcher was a linebacker. He was 22 years old. He's probably in the 99th percentile of people in this country that could whoop just about any one of us, let alone a woman. And with his backhand slap, he probably could have broken her neck. And he needs a gun?
No.
I mean, the guy just makes himself look stupid in front of a national audience. I actually was kind of embarrassed for him.
It was kind of hard to watch. I was a little bit more shocked when O'Reilly gave him an out three times and says, wouldn't you rather have had a gun if you were in that theater? And
right.
Costa said, no. And O'Reilly said, wait a minute, let me ask you this one more time. You're telling me you'd rather lay down on the floor? And Bob says, I wouldn't want a gun. And O'Reilly said, well, I would.
Good for O'Reilly.
I couldn't.
That he said that.
Yes.
Yeah, that was great.
Does he really believe that, though? Does Costas really believe that?
I think he, well, he may have, in which case he is as stupid as he appears, but if it could well be that he, I've been trapped. I'd just better be consistent.
Right.
Well, as Spiro Agnew, vice president, used to say, consistency is the hobgoblin of small minds. Now I understand what the vice president was talking about.
Larry, are you doing any media tomorrow by any chance where we have the opportunity to watch you on a split screen, give them hell?
I won't be on the television that I know yet, although, interestingly, we had an inquiry from Sandy Crowley. But then they just said, no, we're going to do something else. So I don't know what that was all about.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to ask you, we're coming to the end of this hour. I'm going to ask you to hold the phone as I close out this hour, if you would. Sean wants to ask you a couple questions. I want to thank you for joining me again on short notice, Larry. I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network, Hour 2. Coming up next, Clayton Kramer will be here from gunblog.com. But believe me, you do not want to miss this. David Kodria will be joining us as well. I have to tell you, it's been one of the most powerful shows we've done. Sean, what's the time?
We got about 10 seconds.
About 10 seconds. Carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere, my friends. Never leave your cave without your club. This is Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dark dream. Tell us me by the clamor now, baby.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.
Over the river and through the woods to
Walmart.
We go. The horse is the way.
All the fixins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling.
Wherever the pumpkin pie.
Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our Ad Match Guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.